15 of the year, and it's a Peter Pan tip-off, and tonight's the exciting conclusion of this wonderful tournament, and who better but Sandpoint and King Cove, the ladies, squaring off right now, and the winner of this game, it depends. If Sandpoint wins this game, they can throw it in for a three-way tie between King Cove, New Haven, and Sandpoint, and the deciding factor will be a free throw percentage, as decided by the coaches. King Cove wins this one, they win it fair and square, and take home the glory. Here's a jump, Kiana versus Nicole. It's a loose ball.
And it goes to Emily Brandel with it. She'll get it over to Chanel.
Yep, and King Cove's going to have first chance at back of it. Oh, a nice set there by Emily Brandel, leaving Chanel's lane to move into. Her shot goes up and down. No good. Danny with the ball. Nice step. She fakes out but puts the shot, and it's no good. Just a hair to the right.
Chanel being trapped in the corner. She'll get it up to Kiana. Kiana to Emily. She'll get it past half court and let her girl set up. Over to Kiana. She'll shoot. It's short.
Just a little short. Chloe will save it and quickly get it over to Danny. Dantessa will pass over to Nicole, and the Eagles will take their time to set up their play here. Chloe Gardner now handing over to Dantessa. Fed down to the post where Madison tries for a shot, but she'll send it back out to the free throw line. Danny with a jumper from the free throw. No good. Score remains 0-0 with 7 minutes on the clock.
Ooh, oh, steal. Chanel was bringing it down. It'll be hit out of her hands by Chloe. Chloe will end up with it, get it to Justina. She'll bring it down. She'll shoot the three.
Looks nice line in and out.
That's going to be over the back call, I'm sure, on number four, White.
Yep, Madison Thompson going for the rebound there.
That's White for over the back. That is a foul on Madison Thompson.
There'll be a throw-in on the baseline for the rookies, and I'm looking for, right now, I'm seeing it, full court press coming our way here. Oh. And here we are right now. The throw-in will go to Emily Brandel. She'll quickly kick it out to Kiana. And they pass it down and break past the full court press.
Ooh, and Chanel will find Chantel cutting underneath. She'll miss, get her own rebound, put it back up. No good. And she'll get a rebound again, try to drive the baseline.
Ball loose, and it goes out. Last touch by Sandpoint. And that's exactly what you want to do with that full court pressure.
Right.
They got right down to the bottom post.
And Sandpoint is doing a full court pressure. I don't know if it's a press or like a full court man, but.
Yeah.
Emily into Kiana all by herself. She'll put it up. Oh, and it's no good. Just off the hoop. Madison passes it down to Dantessa.
Nice shot. Just rolled all over the top of the rim and back out. Danny will have the ball now for Sandpoint. Both these teams have a fire in them when they play each other. It makes for real exciting basketball.
Oh, and a steal by Emily Brandel. She's all by herself. Well, Dantessa will be there. She'll put it up, though. No good. Rebound by Justina.
Good hustle by both those ladies. The rebound going to Justina Parami. Justina has it, fed over to Danny, looking for the bottom post, but she'll drive into the lane, jumper from about 5 feet out.
And that one's good for 2 points.
There's a first strike on the scoreboard right there, 2-0, Sandpoint with the lead. And that was a nice little shot. She just took into the lane. She had wings either side, but, oh, and here's Chanel moving in.
Ooh,
oh, travel.
Oh. She's trying to get it to Chantel down at the post again, but.
Yeah, you know, when you make a move and you see the situation
right,
change.
Yeah, it changed as she stopped. And
yeah.
Either way, Chloe with the ball now.
There we go. Chloe Gardner takes it up, and she's waiting for the play to get into motion. Finds Dantessa at the top of the key. Danny will call the play up. The Eagles reset. And here they go.
Rookie's playing a man.
Yep, nice.
Screen by Chloe.
Chanel picks up the assignment. The ball is sent back down. Justina's wide open.
Ooh, there goes
travel, travel on that one.
There.
Yep. She gave a little slide and then passed it. And there's a travel.
A little bit.
30 seconds.
As we said, we anticipated this being a really good, close game. We have three refs tonight, Charles Mack, Joe Calver, and Raynell Gardner.
Got the A-squad out there for this one.
So, yeah, it couldn't hurt to have extra eyes out there.
No, and tonight the Sandpoint boys will square off against the T-Jacks, and I believe they could tie it up there too, couldn't they?
No, I think it's pretty certain. King Cove, first place, T-Jacks. No.
No,
Sandpoint.
It could be tied. Because Sandpoint's only lost once, haven't they? Or they haven't lost at all. They beat New Haven and Port Allsworth. So they're both, this one will decide the winner. Whoever wins for the boys will be the champion.
Austin, this is my first tournament. My first rodeo here. Give me a break. I'll need to check my books on that one.
Well, it will be an exciting matchup nonetheless. T-Jack's looking real good. Eagles always loving a good challenge. Here we go. Throw-in goes to the rookies. Emily Brandel has
it. Bring it down fast.
Yeah, real fast. Nice screen by McKenna Gold. For, oh, double dribble.
Double dribble. Nice defense by the Eagles there.
Yeah, both defenses forcing some turnovers on moving violations. On the floor, we should tell you, Justina Parami, Dantessa, Nicole, Madison, and Chloe for the Eagles, and then Chankel, McKenna, Chanel, Kiana, and Emily Brandle for the rookies. And Danny's going to swing over to the right-hand wing. Tight man-to-man defense. Leaves Madison open. Nice shot from the free throw line. Good for two. That makes the score now 4-0. 5 on the clock in the first quarter. And it's a good fast-paced game, but not out of control. It's
that's
stolen.
A steal. That their full-court press worked for them there. Chloe goes up with it. And
oh,
so good.
Just
by Chanel.
Oh, but oh, yeah. Contact reach there by Chloe.
She tried to make a jump ball call, but
oh, no.
Okay.
They're taking a timeout
there.
Call by Mr. Barker.
Nothing
you know, it was a little bit of contact by Chloe there, but, you know, it didn't look over the top, but I could understand the whistle.
Yeah, she did a good job trying to get a clean, and obviously it was a clean jump ball. But it wasn't a jump ball. She attempted it. But
good, clean play. And that full court press did do a good job forcing the turnover.
It
and
worked
we'll see,
that time.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of effect that will have as we go into this game. The real thing is every game started out very fast, but the pace. Who's going to keep the pace the longest, you know? And the rookies did a great job of running out New Haven. New Haven had amazing – they have an amazing team.
Right.
And they had a really fast pace, but they just –
Yeah, people will all be in regional too. That's going to be a tough one to see what goes on there.
Ball almost goes loose again. McKenna Gold.
He's scrambling to get it to 70.
Chloe almost picks it off, but it goes loose again, and Chankel Mack will pick it up. And there's a foul, number five, Nicole. She was going for the ball that Chankel picked up. Just slipped out of Chloe Gardner's hands. But this defense is giving the rookies quite a bit of trouble.
Pass to Chankel. Her not used to having it this high. She's usually down. She yells for help.
Yep, there's a call.
Right out of her hands by Madison Thompson.
Good defense there by the Eagles. Danny drives the lane, feeds it over on the baseline for Chloe. Nice little jumper from 10 feet out. No good. Put back by Dan Tessa. Goes down.
6-0 now in favor of Sandpoint.
Eagles up to a quick lead.
Did she beat the press? She did, and she's got the open lane. She'll take the shot, and it's good.
Good job by Emily there. She did a little quick stop and jumper from about 7 feet out. Madison was right in front of her. Fast offense beats the defense, but Chloe's going to pull back and wait for the rest of the team. Here they are on the wing, sending it down to the post. Reach.
On the ground. 1-0. That's a foul on Chankel. She was reaching just a little too far.
Yep, and that was a good job feeding down to the baseline. But Chankel right there playing some tight defense, and she'll get subbed out. And in for her will come Mary Lee Yachmanef. Definitely a difference in player there, as Madison has a good 6 inches on her. So we'll see how that matchup goes. She plays with a lot of hustle.
She'll put it up, and no good. Rebound by McKenna.
And the rookies are moving fast. They've got players ahead.
It's just Kiana. She'll get it in. That's a nice bounce pass. Kiana can't finish it, though.
She had a small window for that pass there.
Perfect.
Good job by the rookies forcing that ball to go out of bounds. Danny had it, but it gets tipped out, and she touched it last, thrown underneath her own basket. Feed to Emily Brandle.
Ooh.
She'll get fouled if she puts up the shot.
By 2-3, I'm willing to bet money.
It was such a fast throw in there. They were just reacting, and when you're reacting like that, you foul.
That's a foul on Justina, and that will put Emily Brandle on the line.
The rookie's looking to get a little bit closer here. The score is 6-2 with just under 4 minutes on the clock here in the first quarter. What a great game. First one up off the back of the iron.
So close.
Yep, very close. Emily Brandle had one heck of a game yesterday against New Haven.
Yeah.
Did a great job there.
And she's a freshman. There's still a lot to come from her.
Yes. Next one up. And that one, in and out.
She'll get her own rebound, though.
Good job getting
get
the board.
Out to Mary Lee. Mary Lee to McKenna.
They do look a lot alike down there. Chanel's going to drive into the lane, but the ball is stripped away. Oh.
Good job by Chloe Gardner. As Chanel was trying to pass it out, she just put it over her head, and Chloe
grabbed on it, forces the jump ball, possession going to Sandpoint. Yep, good defense being played by both these teams here. Quick feet. Pass was low, and it just came a little bit to the feet of Chloe Gardner. Bounces out. That was a tough one to catch. Out of bounds on the baseline, but here's a full court press, and we'll see what this does. They
that
throw it in.
Kiana, no.
And she had a good pass there to Mary Lee. She doesn't take it. She drives the baseline, the sideline instead, and does beat the press. So here we go. The rookies are going to set up the play. Tight D by Justina, but Emily breaks into the lane.
She'll get it into Kiana down low. They'll put it up for two.
Good
two points down.
Good post-up play right there by Kiana Utech. And here's the Eagles. They have a full court press to deal with themselves. And it's going to force a turnover.
Ouch.
Oh, the ball goes down. The pen is hurt. They've got to blow that whistle there. They don't.
They're not.
They're going to let the play finish there. McKenna's holding her her foot.
The EMTs, they're signaling them to stop the game.
Yeah, McKenna looks like she came down pretty hard there trying for the steal.
Not something the rookies want to see.
Yeah, McKenna Gould, definitely a big contributor on the starting lineup. She's come up and done a great deal of work for the rookies. We've got the score of 6 for the Eagles, 4 for King Cove, 2:48 on the clock. McKenna, she doesn't look like she's in terrible pain, but you can tell it's tender probably. And she's going to take a couple of tender steps off the court, helped by referee Calver and Chris Babcock. And, yeah, you can tell she's not able to put a lot of weight on it. But she's smiling, kind of that smile you get when you're hurting,
yeah.
But it's not
right. I'm just going to play it cool, but it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. So she'll be okay. She'll probably sit it out, maybe put some ice on it and see what happens. I can see Fanny right there, ready to give her a hand and take care of that injury.
And I hope that, for the sake of her, I understand that they want to win this tournament, but I wouldn't recommend saving it up and throwing her back in there.
Well, we'll see what happens here, and then for her is going to come Shankel Mack back on the floor. Full court press being played by the Eagles, possession right now. Ooh, and they have it. Kiana is moving
the
real quick.
First. She's got the lane over to Mary Lee. She'll put it up.
Baseline
no
shot.
Good.
No good. Rebound to
Janelle. She'll put up a 3. Short.
And rebound being fought for. Kiana. Kiana Utek was able to get her fingertips on it, and as she was trying to power up, Chloe Gardner. Whoa. No,
that's
no,
number 5. And I could tell because Chloe looked really confused. Most of the times were straight up in the air, but it wasn't on her. It was foul on Nicole Gunderson. That foul will put Kiana on the line for 2 shots.
Score is 8-4. Very close game. First attempt by Kiana. It's going to go back of the iron. Very similar to Emily's shot last time, the first one. Just kind of got dialed in the beginning of the game. Nicole's going to sit down, and Emily Voss will come in for the Eagles. Again, 2:30. The score is 8 for Sandpoint, 4 for King Cove, and Kiana will take her second shot. It's good. Making this a 3-point game, 8-5, and here's a full court press by Mary Lee. But the
Monica
Eagles,
in, too. I didn't notice her coming in.
Yeah, Monica now in for the rookies as well. Matt's looking for some help. She gets over to Justina. Justina near the half court, calls
the play. Calling for a screen by Gentezza.
Good job by Monica beating the screen, but she's got one more from Madison. That one doesn't get her in the opening either.
Steal by Mary Lietta. She lobbed it out, and she would get to Emily Voss will come out with it.
Good job by Emily.
Jump ball. Let's see what this call is.
I don't see the jump ball being called. I think it's going to be a contact. Oh, yep, Monica Yachmanef. Emily Voss did have pretty firm control there for quite a while.
And she could have cleanly got in there for a jet ball. She must have just got her arm on the way in. Brittany Gardner and
Charles
Chloe Gardner.
Right there. Yep, Chloe's going to sit down. Brittany will come on in. And here we go. The ball's back in action. 2 on the clock. The score 8-5. Sandpoint lead against King Cove. Justina with it. She takes it over to the left-hand side of the perimeter.
Oh, and
moves
she
into the
way
paint.
Right into the basket. She puts it up. No good.
Off the back iron. Oh, monster move by Shankel there. Emily Voss got the board.
It.
Yeah, and she had the ball up high, and Shankel just roped it down for the jump ball. That was a nice, clean play by Shankel. Good effort by the Eagles.
Kiana, she'll get it passed out front. She's looking up. She'd see a wide-open Mary Lietchina, but she didn't. That's okay. Chanel for 3, though. Short. Rebound.
Good open look there.
Monica. She'll put it up. And that one's good. Just a 1-point game now. 7-8 still in favor of the Eagles.
Matson's got the ball for Sandpoint. She's looking for some help, that could have just taken up herself. Here's Justina. Ooh.
The body.
Yep, body check by Monica. She just got a little too close, but that's the second foul on Monica.
In the last, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I forgot my paper, or else I would be keeping track.
And throw in. Brittany Gardner will take the ball for Sandpoint to throw in. 90 seconds. The score is 8-7. One tight game so far this first quarter. Good, fast pace, nice and clean play. The plays in motion. Oh, that was a tough screen. Monica saw the screen coming, so she reacted very fast.
Yeah.
They'll reset, see what they can do here. Emily Voss takes on the right-hand side. Feeds it down to the post.
And she'll put it up.
Nice
no
turn.
Good rebound by Shankel.
Yep, good effort by Dantessa, but the ball goes down into the hands of Shankel. And Chanel's moving real fast. She's got Danny right in front of her.
You've got to watch her arm there, though, when she's dribbling down.
Jump ball called there. And, Chanel did have her arm up, and Danny had her arms behind her back, just so she didn't foul. Jump ball possession going to go to Sand Point this time. Less than 60 seconds in the first quarter, 8-7. Here comes Madison, finding Justina. She's tightly guarded by Monica. Justina will shake over to the right-hand side and take a second to let the play set up.
Yeah, she's trying to get a screen, looks like.
Offense is nice and spread out. Over the back there by Mary Lee.
It's one of these ones.
Yep, contact foul. Yep.
With a push.
Mary Lee was just trying to play some defense there as the ball was getting fed into the paint. 45 seconds, 14 fouls apiece for both these teams, and throwing underneath their own basket for Sand Point. Looking for some help. High lob over to Danny. She'll save it before it goes over to half court. But
it's okay if it goes past half court in an inbound pass, though.
Yeah. Justina has it now for Sand Point. She's got 37 seconds on the clock.
Calling for a screen.
She sends it down to Emily Voss. Ooh. Emily looking for some help. Gets it back to Brittany. Brittany Gardner drives in the paint. Oh, third foul on Monica.
21.
Third foul, and that is...
That's the first quarter. I mean...
Yep. Coach Paul stands up. He's going to have to bring in a substitution there pretty quick. I don't think he wants to leave her in. That's less than a minute, three fouls. Throwing on the sideline for Sand Point. Here's Justina. Oh, ball almost taken by Mary Lee, but Danny holds onto it. Puts up a jumper, gets fouled on the way up, and will
on
go to
the ground,
line for
though.
Two. Yeah. Fortunately, not Monica.
Yeah, no, and I saw right now, I think she said it was on the ground.
So a throw in from the baseline.
No.
Okay.
They're lining up for a shot. But, yeah, Monica with three fouls is no good, and it's not even – we have 16 fouls, and it's not even the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, more – one of the high-fouling games so far. It's been – but not
and
a lot of, like,
totally
aggressive.
Totally preventable ones,
yep.
Though. Things that they should know better not to do.
First attempt by Danny goes off the front rim, and we're going to have Emily Brandel come in for Monica. And we've got 24 seconds. The clock remains – or the score remains 8-7. See if Danny can't make this a two-point game here with this next shot. She puts it up, and it looks good. And it is good. Yep, finds its way to the bottom of the bucket. Throw in, full court
press.
Yep, Kiana's doing a good job breaking it, but she's got Emily Voss right in front. Oh, foul on Emily. Yep.
You know, it's okay to be in front of them if you're set there, but it's...
Yeah, you know what they needed? She needed to kind of swing in there and just take the charge. Kiana could not slow down in time, but she kind of came along the side, and that's not what you want to do. Here's Emily Brandel. Ooh.
Tries to get it over to Chanel in the corner there, but it'll be knocked
nice
out of bounds
out.
By Dantoza.
Yep, good defensive play there, and the pace has stayed very consistent here in the first quarter. Good effort from both sides of the court. Oh, Justina. Yep.
It's a body.
Body
that's
check.
Fouls. So regardless, any more fouls from these girls will result in the other team shooting. Unless, of course, it's an offensive foul.
Oh, ball goes in, throw in from the sideline. Chantel Mack will take it.
She sees that, Emily.
Yep, she's got 6 seconds.
She looks at the clock there.
She's got to take it fast. She's looking for an opening.
She
drives in.
Get it in. No good.
No good. There's a buzzer.
So
what a good first quarter.
7-9, still in favor of the Eagles. I don't think the rookies have tied or taking the lead yet?
Not yet. So we're going to go to you, Dave, for a couple quick words from our sponsors. We got 1 minute on the clock.
And a little words from our sponsors out here, folks. And good game. We have another one coming up after this. The girls' game. We have King Coleman Sand Point boys coming up next.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sand Point at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP. Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
8 minutes is back on the clock here. We're going into the second quarter. The score is 9-7. Sand Point leading the rookies, and they're looking to tie this up for the tournament. If the Eagles win this game, it will be a three-way tie, and it will come down to the shots from the free throw line to see who the winner of the tournament will be.
Chantel will drive in up and tie the game at 9.
Like a boss, driving into the paint, puts it in, counts it for 2. Sand Point The score now 9-9. Sandpoint trying to keep their lead. Danny drives in, jump shot off the glass, off the back iron, no good.
She'll get her own rebound, put it right back up, and that one's good for two.
Yep, Danny always good at the hustle, coming in there and following up on her board. Here's the full court press. Kiana's breaking past it, though.
She'll get all the way through, but it'll be hit from behind it.
Oh, travel called there on Chantel.
She knew it, she said, yeah.
Yep, and that was a good job because Danny came up and knocked the ball loose out of Kiana's hands and flew right into Chantel.
Yeah. So I don't think she was expecting it. She was just running and then ended up running with
the ball. With the ball in her hand. Had a little extra power there. So Sandpoint with the ball off that travel. The score is 11-9, Sandpoint leading as we go into the second quarter. Emily Brandel sticking tight to Sandpoint, but she gets a good screen by Ellie Boss. Another good screen there, but she keeps her assignment. Fed down to the paint.
Down to Chantel. Let's see if she can do it. Oh, down to Emily. Emily against Emily.
Oh!
Hard foul by Emily Box.
Are they going to call that a personal foul?
It's going to be a foul on 1-2, I'm sure, on the arm shooting two. So.
Not calling it a personal foul, but that was, Emily was going for the layup, and that was one of those moves.
Not
where
an intentional foul.
Not intentional,
but. Foul on Emily Box, sending Emily Brandel to the line.
Yeah, and you have to watch out for that. It's so easy to just kind of move your arms downward.
Especially when you're going so fast and you're right next to him. The first one's up and good, making a one-point game. Emily Brandel hoping to make this next free throw and tie it.
7 minutes on the clock in the first half. Emily Brandel will get it for her second attempt to tie this game up. Looks nice.
Ooh, perfect.
Nothing but net.
Good.
Yep. 11-11 here. As we are now in the second. Ooh,
stolen by Christine Akeley.
Christine goes to the ground, though, and she passes. It's intercepted by Sandpoint. Brittany Gardner fed on the baseline, looking for some help, though, as two defenders close in on her real fast. Long shot by Christine. It looks good.
Nothing but net.
Way downtown for three.
14-11 now in favor of the Eagles.
Brittany almost taking the steal there. Good
but
job by Chanel.
And they'll pass it down to Kiana.
Kiana got all of her points last night just like running up the post.
That's her job. Good for her.
Yeah, playing that post game real good, especially for a sophomore. All right, Justina Prami now has it. It's a one-point game, 14-13. Justina wide open into the lane. Feeds it to Madison. Up.
Rebound by Dantezza.
Danny with a putback. Off the back iron.
Kiana with it now.
And she's got Brittany right in front of her.
Ooh.
She weaves through traffic. That's a travel. Yeah, double dribble. She did a good job weaving through two defenders, but three was just a little too much.
Yeah.
And she'll double dribble. Monica's going to come in for Christine Eichley. Good effort by Christine with that steal off the press.
Yeah, she did good there.
Throw in. Mary Lee really fighting hard on defense. Danny's able to get past her, though. Here's Justina. Emily Brandel almost getting the ball away from Justina. Nice screen by Brittany.
She did a good job keeping up with Justina.
Nice switch there as Mary Lee takes Justina after a screen. Shot goes up by Justina. She drives baseline. No good.
They'll find Mary Lee.
Fast break. Mary Lee wide open.
Hard for her to catch. And
yeah, that pass was just telegraphed right in.
A point, but that's okay. We still got it. Emily Brandel with it at the top. She'll call her play.
Moving over. Ball almost knocked away by Brittany Gardner. But
Chanel with a nice little jump shot. No good. Rebound by Dantezza.
Brittany moving fast. Past half court line. Two defenders in front of her. She's going to feed it out to Justina, who's open for three. The fast move there by Emily to put a body on her so she cannot take
Emily
the shot.
Emily's trying to get with her. There she is.
Nice feed down to Madison, but she's off center. She'll pass it back out to Danny. Oh! A jump shot will get the ball wedged in between the rim and the basket. And that was a really good feed down to Madison Thompson, but she was just behind the basket too much to make anything happen with it. And Danny with a, she's been doing that soaring jumper. Danny calling for a substitution. She's giving it all she's got out there. And Chloe Gardner's going to come in. And that's a real good sub there.
Yeah, no. They're the same.
Yeah, same kind of player.
There.
All right. Chloe coming in now for the Eagles. Brittany will throw it in. She's looking for somebody. Finds Chloe, but Monica.
Away by Mary Lee. She
breaks away. Four Eagles all over her. Brittany puts a body on her, and that's a contact foul.
Right, and it's because her feet were still moving. She was straight up.
Oh, yeah, she was straight up, but that was a hip check all the way in.
That'll put Mary Lee on the line for her free throw.
Yep.
Attempts, and
she has a chance to tie it right here.
Yeah, she does. And she will.
She will tie it 14 apiece for both these teams.
It makes it interesting because if Sandpoint wins, it'll go down to the free throw percentage, and I would imagine there will be a lot of free throws in this game.
Yep, they're in almost in bonus.
They are in bonus, both teams.
All right.
With the rebound, she'll put it up.
Oh, puts back. No good.
No good.
Rebound goes into the hands of Mary Lee. She finds Chanel. Chanel's driving into the paint. Oh, man, drives the baseline. She got three defenders all over. Shot just up a little short.
Chantel
with the offensive board. Nicole will bring it down, though. She's got a fast break. Kiana comes down on the right wing.
In front of her.
But good job by Brittany putting a screen up there, allowing Justine to take the shot.
They're going to call
whistle.
Over the back.
Okay, we're going to. On black, 1-1. Kiana, she is going for the rebound.
But when you are trying to get a rebound against, you know, Kiana's so much taller than.
Than Brittany Gardner.
Yeah,
it's going to be over the back just naturally.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, so Chantel will sit down and McKenna Gold will come in.
McKenna, she must be fine. I hope she's okay. She's not just, you know, put me back in, coach.
Yeah, all right. Brittany Gardner has a 1-1 opportunity from the line. 14-14 is the score. Off the back iron and down and good.
She will get a second shot from that.
Yeah, one of those shots where it goes off the back iron, pops up high, and comes down and sinks it. 15-14 now, Sandpoint with the lead, 4:34 on the clock. Both teams in bonus now.
Right.
Sandpoint, two away from putting them in double. Brittany's next one looks real nice, and it's good. And a throw in now for King Cove, 16-14, Sandpoint with the lead. 30 seconds, a time,
Barker asked, Coach Paul Barker, wondering about the clock, something on the scoreboard.
He's a pretty astute guy. You know, he always looks for things like that.
Nothing came of it. I didn't see anything change. Did you?
I did not.
On the clock. I mean, on the board. It looks the same. Either way, McKenna bringing it down. She'll get it past half court.
Yep, and here we go again. 16-14
over
score.
To Monica. Monica
3 points.
Got a nice shot, and that was no good, though.
Tipped off the fingers of Sandpoint. It'll stay in possession for King Cove underneath their own basket. Monica back in the game with 3 fouls.
Oh, I just realized that, too.
Here's a throw, and McKenna Gold's going to look for a rookie. She finds Chanel. Chanel fakes it, drives into the paint.
Into the
good
paint.
Job turning the corner and putting it up off the
and
hook.
It's good. Tying the game at 16 points.
Yep, 16-16.
4 minutes left in the first half.
Yep, and there's the full court press did not quite get there in time. Brittany trying to break through a lot of defenders.
Ooh, and it'll be stolen away by Mary Lee.
Good steal by Mary Lee. Ball gets knocked loose. Oh, but Monica picks it up right before it goes out of bounds. Good job there. Good poise. Monica takes it to the top of the key, and she'll take it left and right, get a couple screens from Kiana. McKenna Gould now looking for some help. Chanel.
Oh, and she stops. She goes down.
She had three defenders all over her, but she'll drive the paint. Oh, the ball just stripped out of her hands, but they'll call a jump ball. That looked like it was a clean steal.
Well, I think she grabbed it, but Chanel was still going too, so they both kind of had it.
Yep. 16-16 is the score, 3:42.
Oh,
King Cove throwing it in.
Pass was way overthrown, but Chanel will end up with it.
Another jump ball as she was powering up there underneath the basket.
I think she was hoping for
a foul.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of put yourself in those moments where you try to get the foul.
Oh,
but that'll
course.
Be a
what can you do?
Second jump ball, and, you know, it was called by two refs, so that's a good one. Justina has it, feeding over to Brittany Gardner, who needs some help. The ball gets tipped up.
Mary Lee.
Goes to the floor. And Madsen fed it on the bomb post. Oh, it doesn't go in. Put back. Another same exact spot. Last touch by Chloe Gardner. She dives for the ball and sends Mary Lee to the ground in the process. Full court press here.
Let's hope we don't see any fouls. Mary Lee with it.
She's got Brittany guarding her, but McKenna Gold has no one, so she'll take it up past half court. Met by Nicole Gunderson. Taking over. That was a backdoor.
Right.
Oh, and on the baseline there. They're going to call a push on McKenna, though. Yep. That's at least two for McKenna Gold. Or McKenna, not McKenna.
Kiana Utek.
Kiana Utek.
A touch, as he pronounced it in King Salmon.
A check.
Yeah.
So that'll be a foul against King Cove, and they're going to go over to the other side of the court where Chloe Gardner will have a 1-1 opportunity from the basket and a chance to take the lead here. The score is 16-16. 3:14 on the clock, and this game has slowed down quite quickly.
Still the same.
Yeah, there's been a lot of whistles here, slowing the pace down. Brittany's or Chloe's first attempt is no good, but Madsen gets the put back. No good that time as well.
Oh, and back on five.
Behind, over the top by Nicole.
Back, and that will put whoever hit the floor there.
Kiana. Probably Kiana Utek will go to the line on the other side now, and We're almost in double bonus. Emily Voss will come in.
Well, we are in double bonus for Sandpoint. If they get any more fouls, that would be 10 fouls.
Yep.
So even though they have 9 fouls on the board, they're in double bonus.
All right, Kiana Utak has a 1-1 shot coming up her way. 3:11 on the clock. 16-16 remains the score. Kiana puts it up. Drains the first one. Sandpoint, Okinko takes the lead.
Yeah, the first lead of the game. 1-point lead, 17-16.
Chance to lengthen it to 2 points here. She puts it up.
Ooh.
And it's off the back of the rim. Sandpoint with the rebound. Madison Thompson looking for somebody. She'll give it over to Danny. Danny turns it, burns it right down the sideline. Really moving fast. Fed over to Chloe Gardner. Chloe, down the baseline over to Dantessa. Turns and puts up a shot. Off the rim. Rebound goes to McKenna Gold. And, that's going to be an interesting call. Blocking called against Danny.
There was no way she was, you know, I understand trying to get, you know.
She tried to plan, but just could not plan quick enough.
You got to be there before.
Yeah. Yeah, that was McKenna moving really. No, Kiana was moving pretty fast. Danny trying to get in there just in time, and
that's what they need to do. I mean, when you're trying to beat a press, you don't slow down.
Yep.
And once you stop, that's when
the trap happens,
right.
And you're lost. Yeah.
And
Kiana.
That's the thing about Sandpoint too. They need to know that they need to be in front of their player, or else it's going to be a foul every time.
Yep. And now it's two shots every time for the line as 10 fouls against Sandpoint. Kiana puts it up and good for the first one. Second attempt is equally good.
3-point lead now.
3-point lead. 19-16 is the score. King Cove with the lead and a steal.
Now it's just almost a steal. She's going to hit it out of bounds.
And, yep, with 2:50 on the clock, the pace of this game is just really hard to maintain at this level. And we'll see what happens here. King Cove taking the lead. Sandpoint needs to keep their composure. Madison gets the throw in. She needs to take it up. She finds Chloe.
It's Chloe.
Chloe up the sideline. Drives into the lane. Takes the baseline. Oh, but pass it back out. She had a good look at the basket.
Danny Lee with it now.
Yep. King Cove with the steal.
Monica for three.
Looks nice.
Short.
Off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Dantessa. And Dantessa will quickly get it to Brittany. Brittany moving fast. She's got defenders coming behind her, so she'll move it back outside the perimeter. Fed over to Madison. Down to Chloe on the baseline, but Chloe will take it outside the perimeter. She's met by Chanel Newman. Pulling up her dribble. She needs help. Madison, wide open on the post. Nice feed to the baseline.
They did get it into her with a nice little bounce pass.
That's what they need to be doing more of, is feeding it down to Madison on the bottom post. Oh, off the foot of Emily Voss. Yeah, and that goes out. Last touch by Kiana.
I think she was expecting a foul call, too. You know, Emily Voss, she had her hands up, but her chest was going forward towards it.
Yep, but Joe Calver was right there and didn't make the call, so there we go. Chloe Gardner gets a throw in from the sideline. 2 minutes on the clock, 19 for King Cove, 18 for Sandpoint. Here's Dantessa driving into the paint. Madison again on the post. And off the glass, good for two, and Sandpoint will take back the lead, 20-19. King Cove
getting
past the press.
Court.
And Chanel.
Down to Mary Lee, she'll put it up.
Off the back of the rim. Rebound being fought for and tied up.
God.
Two fierce players right there, Dantessa and Mary Lee, fighting over that ball.
I sensed a little attitude in that one, too.
I just wouldn't want to be the ball in that situation with those two players fighting. All right.
Inbound action. Kiana, she'll go out for two.
Good job by Kiana there. And 21-20, and a quick timeout called by Coach Mobeck. We'll give his girls a chance to catch some water and their breath and figure out how they're going to end this quarter here. 21-20 is the score. King Cove in the lead. They've been trading the lead for the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah. Well, no, it seemed like 3 or 4 minutes. Really only last minute.
It's been 90 seconds on the clock now in the first half, and we've got one more game coming your way after this one. The T-Jacks will square off against the Eagles at 7:30, and that promises to be a good one. And whoever wins that game comes away with a championship, I believe.
I think so.
I think so, too.
I'm going to check.
And if the Eagles can win this game, they will tie things up against New Haven and the Rookies, and we'll have to figure out who wins that one based upon free throw percentage. But if the Rookies win this game, they have a clean win in the championship.
And if Sandpoint loses this game, they won't play.
Yep.
So it's either they win and get something, and possibly nothing. It all depends on free throw percentage at that point. But if they lose, they would get, well, not first or second, not a trophy.
And here they come, breaking out of their huddles. Brittany Gardner, Justina Parami, Emily Voss, Dantessa, and Peyton Stroud. And for the Eagles, McKenna, Chantel, Monica, Kiana, and Chanel for the rookies. And here's a throw-in pass. 98 seconds on the clock, and Justina.
I can't believe she didn't take that. She was
I know.
Open at the 3-point.
Good job not taking it. You got
well, this
she'll take it that
though.
Time.
Sure.
Off the front of the rim. Gets her
she'll
own
get
board.
Her own rebound.
Brittany open for three. She'll take that one. That's over. Picked up this time by McKenna Gould.
Ooh,
but it's
going to go out of bounds off Justina, I think.
Yeah. Off an eagle. 1:13 on the clock now. McKenna throws it in. Met by Justina for that. Oh, and ball stolen by Brittany. Oh, but it goes out. She was right on the baseline when she stole it.
They need to run. You can.
Yeah, good job leading it there. She did, made that pass look safe, and she moved in real fast. Monica drives the sideline very well, breaking past the pressure. 1 minute left in the court and a half. Chantel drives the paint.
There we go.
Puts it up.
Oh, no good.
Oh, and fouled on the shot.
So regardless, she'll get two shots.
Yep, 21-20 is the score here. 1 minute left in the court.
On Emily Voss.
Yep, Emily Voss on that one, sending Chantel to the line. Again, 21-20 with King Cove in the lead. And 56 seconds on the clock. Chantel gets the ball for her first attempt. Puts it up.
Ooh,
rattles around and comes out. That was real close. We'll see if the second one goes in. Referee Charles Mack gives her the ball. And she takes her dribbles and puts it up. Again, rattles around, but goes down this time. And here's a throw in from the baseline. Quickly fed down to Brittany Gardner. Oh, and intercepted by Monica. She's able. That's a carry against Monica.
She was trying to dribble.
Yeah, trying to get past the defense there. 22-20 is a score. King Cove lengthens their lead. Standpoint could tie it here with just one basket or take the lead with a three-pointer. 50 seconds on the clock in the first half. And here's Justina Parami at the half-court line with the ball. She drives in, pulls back out, gets a screen from Brittany, drives up.
She could have. There was an open lane there. She'll take it back out.
It was quick.
Lob it in to Gantezza. She'll turn and shoot.
Oh, it goes off the back iron. Picked
Monica.
Up by Monica.
And that she's going to get called for a body there. But she doesn't.
Yeah, but Monica luckily pulled back before Danny got the call there. The rookies feeding into the post. Chanel puts up a shot. No good.
Oh, rebound by Monica.
Monica, get her on board. And a jump ball called that time as the ball goes to the floor and a couple of players rope it in. And 16 seconds possession goes over to Standpoint. Danny has to take a quick second. She looks like she's in a little bit of pain there. And so they're going to take a quick second. The EMT comes over. And probably the knee or the ankle.
I don't know if she's playing in her head or...
Not sure. We'll see here she's talking to the referees and the EMTs, see what's going on. Danny plays a really physical game.
Yeah.
Whatever sport she's playing, she gives 110%.
Very passionate on almost everything she does.
Yep, and you know that does take a toll on the body.
Is she hyperventilating or?
Maybe just got a little dizzy or something.
I think so, maybe.
You know? So here we go. They're taking a quick second. She is standing. Yep, and so they'll take a couple seconds here and figure out what's going on. Thank you so much. You're tuned in to 8:30 a.m. KSDP and Standpoint. And Danny is coming to the sideline now, walking with a little bit of assistance from Calver and Chris Babcock. And not exactly sure what's going on there, but she is being let to take a quick breather. And in for her will come Chloe Gardner. 15 seconds on the clock, possession for Standpoint. 22-20 is a score. King Cove leading by two, and we're going to see Standpoint has one last chance. Oh, charging call there. Yep, against Brittany Gardner, as that was a moving screen. Yeah, shoved up there. So that will give the possession to the rookies for the last 7 seconds. 22-20, they could lengthen their lead here to go into halftime. Standpoint looking for a steal. They've been playing some real good defense. Both teams playing great defense. Chanel had it, but she pulled up her dribble, and she's way far out there, so she'll feed it down to Chantel. 1 second, turn, travel, no good. No, shot will not count. Joe Calver calling the travel there. So the score will be 22-20 as the buzzer goes off for the first half. King Cove leads just by two, but they've been trading back and forth all game, and it's been real tight, just as we thought this game would be. Well, 10 minutes are on the clock. Big wave. I'm going to send it back to you.
Sounds good. And, folks, you hear that. We have 22-20. King Cove's ahead. So it's still anybody's ball game. The second half should be really exciting. And then we have the boys' game right after that. So don't go away. Let's hear from our underwriters right now, and then we'll switch to some kind of music that imbibes a lot of levity. Let's put it that way. Here's some sponsors.
Wastack Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wastack offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Programming for KSTP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com. This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they too were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and really changed my life. For now my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who was, of course, my stepmother. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. Yeah, and every time I think of it, nearly drives me wild. 'Cause now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Yeah, my own grandpa, a little bit of Ray Stevens for you. I'm going to stay with Ray Stevens for a little bit here. We have him doing In the Mood, Hen House 5. That's In the Mood by, who's the guy that did that? Glenn Miller, yeah, his signature song. Then we have The Streak, if there's time.
Oh. Everyone, this is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over here by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been in the sand.
Here he comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There he goes.
Boogity, boogity. Oh, yes, they call him the speed.
Look at that,
fastest thing on 2 feet.
Look at that.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the speed.
Look at that.
He likes to show off his physique.
Look at that.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking around, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, Dave. I was just in here getting my car checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" It's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop or so.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to ride in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, deep. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his heels. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It was too late. He'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home page.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Here he comes again. Who's that with him? Ethel! Is that you, Ethel?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen at me. He gonna give us
a You get your toes on!
Well,
the streak playing there for a second, but here we go into this, back into the matchup, and I had to say right now we got a request. Harriet Babcock, happy birthday. Tomorrow's a big day. Connor, Ian, and Chris all want to wish you a very happy birthday. Again, Harriet Babcock, who has her birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday from your family here. 22-20 is the score as we go into the second half, and King Cove has possession and the lead. We're now in the game, and it's going to be a close one. Shot goes up, no good, but Emily Brandl follows that one all the way. Nice left-handed hook shot, puts it into the basket, good for two, and the rookies extend their lead to four. Chloe looking for some help. She finds Brittany, who drives a baseline wide open. Nice off the glass, good for two. Excellent job. You just practice those time and time again, and that's why. Ball in the hands of McKenna Gould as she drives it past the half-court line. She'll pull back and look for an opportunity. Left-hand lane's open. Oh, but Justina strips the ball from her. Fast break. She's wide open. Oh, but double dribble. It went off her knee, and she gained control again, but not enough without the double dribble. And as the rookies throw the ball in, the score is 24-22. The full-court press being played by the Eagles. Brittany stays on real tight Chanel. She loses the control of the ball, but she gains possession. Chantel driving in the paint. Oh, Chantel did a great pass. She had three defenders all around her. Kiana was wide open, sends it over there, and Kiana finishes the job. 26-22 now the score. Brittany Gardner has the ball, feeds it down to Mads, and she threads the needle and puts it up. Off the glass, almost goes in. Rebound by, jump ball. Brittany sees some low-lying fruit as McKenna Gould had the ball right there in the breadbasket. And so Chloe will force the jump ball. Possession for the Eagles. And Chloe, who throws the ball in for the Eagles, thought it was going over to the rookie, so she was halfway down the court by the time she figured out. Thrown to Madison, almost on the money. Rebound goes to Emily Brandl, but Chloe quickly gets the ball out of her hand. Justina pulls up for a long three. It's got a good line off the top of the rim. Rebound this time to Nicole. Jump ball as Kiana and Nicole both fight for that one. Nicole back in the game. She's been struggling with a couple fouls this round, so we'll see. The score remains 26-22, and that jump ball puts possession to the hands of the rookie. Long pass in all the way to the half court. Kiana Utek drives into the paint. Oh, all the way past the defense, turns the corner and puts it in. Opposite side, nice layup there. Good job. 28-22 now the score. Chloe Gardner gets the ball from Brittany, but she's got double teamed, needing some help. She'll find Justina. Justina takes it to the top of the key and pulls back to half court and puts the play into motion. Gets a screen, takes it to the other side, fed to Brittany, who's wide open for three, off to the left a little bit, rebound, Emily Brandl. Emily Brandl takes it up for the rookies, moving fast, gets past the defense, wide open on the baseline, and where are they going to call that? I think Joe Calver runs over with the call there. Okay. Called. It's going to be a blocking call. Brittany was right there, and she almost was able to plant in time, but no go. Emily Brandl will go to line for two. 28-22 the score. First foul of the quarter. 6 minutes left on the clock of the third quarter. All right, the first attempt is just short off the front of the rim, and she'll have a second. The score is still 28-22, and here's Emily Brandl with her second attempt from the line. She'll get the ball from the ref and put it up. That one also no good. Madison Thompson with the board, and Justina quickly looking for her players on the fast break. She'll keep it back at the three-point line and looking for the play to get set up. She looks all around. Oh, but the ball gets passed as Chloe was cutting in too quickly, and Emily Brandl picks it up. She'll lose possession, goes to the floor, and Coach Paul Barker will call a timeout while they still have possession because things are about to get hairy there for a second as she pulled up her dribble and had defenders swarming her. So a timeout called there, 30 seconds. 28-22 is the score, 5:42 on the clock. And again, to explain the situation here for this game, if the King Cove rookies win, they win the championship outright. If Sandpoint wins, they will force a three-way tie between King Cove, Sandpoint, and New Haven, and the deciding factor will be free throws. Whoever had the best free throw percentage will win. That was decided by the coaches. So here we go. They're breaking from their 30 seconds, and they'll go back here. Talk to Dan Testa for a couple minutes there, and apparently she got a little dizzy, and they are giving her a chance just to get her bearings back again. That's why she came out in the last time. Throw in by the rookies onto the baseline. Chanel Newman with a floating shot from about 7 feet out, and that's good from the baseline. Rookies extend their lead, 30-22. Justina holds onto the ball, almost stripped away from her by Mary Lee. And here's Chloe turning into the lane. She pulls up her dribble, doesn't take the shot, feeds it to Brittany, who'll take a long shot, long for two, not good. Brittany, or Chloe Carter, gets the rebound, but Kiana strips it away. She's moving fast. She gets past the defense, hangs onto it, oh, and puts it up. And King Cove starting to run away with this one. The score is 32-22. Oh, and the ball gets knocked out of Brittany's hands and out of the sideline. And that's going to be possession now for for King Cove. Again, the score 32-22. Things are getting into the favor of King Cove. And there they go, breaking away. Chanel Newman puts up a shot. No good. Kiana gets a rebound. That second attempt's no good. And Coach Paul Barker won the foul there, but nothing called, as that post-up shot did have a little contact. Christina Parami gets the screen. She breaks over. Threads through the traffic. Feds over to Madison on the bottom baseline. Oh, off the back of the iron. Rebound fought for. Picked up again by Madison. And here's Justina Parami on the perimeter on the right-hand side, stepping back, looking for the play in action. She calls it in, looking for a screen. Mary Lee sticking to her very close. Pass to Chloe, but she was not open. And that's stripped away by Chanel. She's got a fast break. Chloe gets there in time to put a body in front of her, but that's going to be a foul, which sends Chanel to the line for two attempts. 4:28 on the clock here. The score, 10-point lead by King Cove. That was a fast run that they made there to get that 10-point lead. It was only two at the half. 32-22 is the score. First attempt by Chanel rolls over the top of the rim and goes down. And Emily Brandel's going to sit down for the rookies as Monica Yachvinif comes back in. She's got three fouls to her. And Dantessa's going to come in for the Eagles. And Brittany Gardner will sit down for a second. Second attempt now. Chanel gets the ball, puts it up, and that also will go in, making this a 12-point game. A full timeout called by the Eagles as Coach Mobeck will take a quick second to slow down this game and just recoup his ladies as this game began to slip away pretty quick there. 12 points now is the deficit, and this will be exciting to see how this goes here because all the games have started out very fast-paced, and then as the game goes along, one team or another usually is able to hang on just a little bit longer, extend their lead, make it comfortable, and then hang on to the lead throughout the rest of the game. King Cove now has been able to extend the lead to 12 points. Usually that's quite a good lead, but this has been a fast-paced game. That was 10 points that happened in just a matter of moments. So Sandpoint could turn it around. They could easily get back into the game. We'll see what happens here in just a couple minutes. Thank you for tuning in to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM in King Cove, Alaska. This is the 2016 Peter Pan tip-off. And what a great tournament it has been. Port Allsworth, New Haven, Sandpoint, and King Cove. And it's been a lovely tradition these last 2 years to have a tournament in our region hosted by the Processors. And Coach Barker calling for things to get spread out. Here's a throw-in for the Eagles. Full court press. Oh, Kiana Utek fouls Madison Thompson as the ball goes in from the baseline. She was trying to reach in there, draw some contact. 4:27 on the clock. Again, 12-point lead for the rookies, but that happened real fast. Chloe gets the ball. Oh, but Chanel is able to get the steal up and down. Travel called there. And so that will go over into the hands of the Eagles once again. Throw in from the baseline. Oh, it's a little too high. Danny can't keep it in. Chanel gets it. She feeds it down to the baseline where McKenna Gould has a nice setup for a wide-open post shot for two. Oh, man, the Eagles got to take a quick second. Their passes are not hard enough, and they're too spread out. They usually have such good, clean, powerful passes, but they're having a hard time breaking past this full-court pressure. Madison has the ball in a wide-open lane. She needs to turn it. She gets over to Dantessa. Chloe wide open, but Monica will get there just in time to knock the ball out. Chloe was wide open on the baseline. Quick hands and feet there by Monica to knock the ball out, and Chloe will throw it in for the Eagles underneath their own basket. Looking for Justina. She gets her on the baseline. Outside the perimeter. Long shot for three. It's much needed. In and out. Rebound goes to Chloe Gardner right on the baseline. Madison passed the ball, but she'll send it back out to Nicole. Puts up the shot off the back iron. Rebound by Chanel Newman. Chanel moves fast, gets past the defense, and will take it over to the left-hand side, into the paint, into the lane. Layup no good. Nicole with the rebound. And here's the Eagles moving real fast on offense. Justina will pull up for a jumper off to the right-hand side of the free throw line, and that one gets down there. Good for two. 36-24, still a 12-point game. Oh, the trap is set. And a jump ball called. Monica ran into two defenders, and the trap was set there on the full court press. And jump ball called. Possession goes over to King Cove. So McKenna's going to throw it in from the sideline. Yeah, the arrow does say Sandpoint, so they're going to go ahead and say the possession's for Sandpoint. So Chloe Gardner will throw it in for the Eagles here. She gets it quickly over to Justina. Justina Prami pulls up her dribble, finds Madison on the right-hand side, who will drive up towards the baseline, but the defense, tight man-to-man being played. Justina's able to break past her defender, and that's the same little post-up shot, this time a little bit closer to the basket, about 7 feet out on the right-hand side, good for two, 10-point game. The rookies break past the full-court press. Mary Lee's got it. Oh, but a long cross-court pass goes above Chanel Newman and out of the sideline. Emily Brandel and Chantel Mack checking in for the rookies. And Mary Lee and Monica will sit down. On the floor, Nicole Gunderson, Chloe Gardner, Justina Prami, Dantessa, and Madison for the Eagles. McKenna Gold, Emily Brandel, Chantel Mack, Keanu Utek, and Chanel Newman for the rookies. And we've got 3 minutes on the clock and 10 minutes between these two teams, 36-26, King Cove leading. Nicole has a hard shot over the top of the rim, no good. Chloe there for the rebound. Fed into Dantessa on the post. She turns and, oh, it rolls around the top end, down to the bottom. Sandpoint with 6 unanswered points. They're starting to close this gap a little bit here. Full court pressure, high pass to Chantel, goes right into her arms, but two defenders are there to put pressure. King Cove with another high pass that goes out of bounds. So Sandpoint will have possession, and Coach Paul Barker calling a timeout there to talk to his ladies as this lead is slowly starting to get chipped away here by Sandpoint. The score again, 36-28. King Cove in the lead by 8. You're tuned in live at the 2016 Peter Pan tip-off. And these teams will have a few more games before regionals, but regionals this year for the boys will be in Sandpoint. We're all looking forward to that. Yeah, King Cove knows how to throw a great tournament, but so does Sandpoint. That's going to be a lot of fun. The ladies will go out to New Haven this year. The winner of this game, if King Cove wins this game, they take home the championship of the tournament. But Sandpoint could put into a three-way tie with a win here. So we'll see what happens here. We've got 3:30 or 2:30 on the clock in the third quarter. And both these teams are fighting real hard for the win. The Eagles and the rookies have been so well matched this year. The games have all been so tight, so much fun to watch. And let's see as we go along here what's going to happen as we come to the exciting conclusion of the third quarter. All right, both teams break from their huddles. Full timeout was called by Coach Barker. And here we go. Possession will be for Sandpoint. Nicole Gunderson will throw in the ball for the Eagles. Danny gets it fast. She's got Chloe breaking up on the left-hand side. Nice bounce into her. She's wide open. Oh, rolls in and then out. But Chloe does not want to give up yet. Her and Kiana will square off for the ball, and that's a jump ball in favor of King Cove. And, man, that shot could not have been closer to going in. It just had a little bit too much English on it that sends it back out. Full court pressure, giving in Emily Brandel some heartburn and travel there. Yep, she slid her feet as she was trying to kind of turn the corner there and bounce past out of the trap. Couldn't quite do it. Her foot moves, and that's a great turnover by Sandpoint. 36-28, both these teams are doing great here. Nicole Gunderson has it. Oh, and a reach in there by Emily Brandel, I believe. Yep, as the ball was being passed to Justina, Emily was there for a reach in. 2:15 on the clock. Underneath their own basket, Sandpoint throws it in. Justina gets a wide open look at her three. It's just a little to the right. Nicole Gunderson with a rebound. She takes it back outside to the perimeter, and Justina will get another wide open shot for three. She takes it. That one, oh, just over the top. Rebound fought for. Another jump ball as, you can guess it, Kiana Utek and Nicole Gunderson. Possession for Sandpoint this time. Monica is going to check in now for the rookies. And here's a throw-in. Nicole gets it on the perimeter, and she's looking for Justina. Justina does get the pass. 2 minutes on the clock. 36-28 is the score. Sandpoint trailing by 8. Madison fed the ball from the bottom. She gets it. Nice job, man. The passes have just been so on point down the post for both these squads. 6-point game. Sandpoint is chipping away at King Cove's lead. Here's the ball in the hands of Kiana Utek. She's on the right-hand side of the three-point line. Fed into the paint, but the ball gets lost by Shankel. Picked up. Oh, and there's going to be a foul there as Nicole Gunnarsson had the ball. And I think that's going to be against King Cove. Yep, Shankel was trying to get the ball back there from Nicole and puts a little too much contact on it. We've got 30-second timeout called by Coach Emil Gunnarsson. He quickly grabs his clipboard. He's got a plan. And it is 90 seconds on the clock, 6 points between these two teams. It was about 14 points not that long ago, but Sam Point has put, Unalaska for some reason, puts the rookies to a standstill on the offense. They haven't had a couple points really in the last 2 or 3 minutes, and slowly but surely they're chipping away here at the lead. So 6 points between these two teams, 36-30, again, 90 seconds on the clock. And we are still in the third quarter here. There's a buzzer. The Eagles break. They've got a plan that Coach Gunnarsson gave them. Done a great job these last 2 years, building quite a good program. And there'll be full court pressure. Nope, he's calling them back. Coach Barker's calling them back. They're going to do half court man-to-man, not full court press. 90 seconds on the clock, and Sandpoint have been doing a good job getting the ball down to the bottom post when they beat the press. Sandpoint feeds it again down to Matt, and there's a reach-in foul. Second one, back-to-back by Shankel. Four team fouls now, and Mary Lee's going to check in for Shankel. Shankel with two back-to-back fouls there. Don't know how many that is for her overall. Chloe's going to throw it in underneath their own basket. Oh, and Justina's right there on the post for a nice, easy 2 points, and now 4-point game. Coming back from a 14-point deficit. McKenna Gould, she's trying to get past the defense. Oh, and goes down hard. Picked up by Dantessa. Justina has Mary Lee on her hard, so Justina pulls back and looks for someone trailing. Finds Nicole Gunnarsson, who puts up a shot from the free throw line. It bounces around the rim, does not go down. Out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. Man, that was real good job by McKenna Gold getting past the full court press, but as she just gets past the defense, she goes down hard. High throw and intercepted by Sam Point. Oh, and last touch by Monica as it goes out of the sidelines. And Monica's going to sit down, and Emily Brandle will check in for the rookies. Brittany Gardner coming in for Dantessa. Dantessa got a little dizzy there in the first half, so wanting to not work her too hard. Justina gets the ball. She brings it into the paint, pulls up her jumper. It floats right in and down, and it's a two-point game, 36-34. 50 seconds on the clock in the third quarter. Oh, Emily Brandle is able to find Kiana Utek, but the ball is up in the air. Madison all over her. She gains control. Gets it to Chanel, who drives the baseline pull-up jumper. It's bouncing around the top of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Chloe. And with possession, arrow favoring King Cove, that will be a jump ball. And King Cove will throw in underneath their own basket. 35 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Bounced into the bottom post. Goes back out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. So another attempt down here at the baseline for the rookies. McKenna Gold calls into action. High lob to Mary Lee, who's out there on the perimeter. She'll hand off to Emily Brandle, and the rookies will take their time to set up a play. 3 second violation against Kiana. Kiana Utek with a 3 second violation. And there we go. Now throw in. And there's not a full court press, but there's a half court man-to-man being played right now by the rookies. So Sandpoint gets it past the half court, no trouble, but they're met right away. Oh, moving screen. Nicole Gunnarsson there. Oh, someone goes down hard. Is that Kiana? Oh, Emil. Not a big fan of that call there and letting Joe know, but Kiana's on the floor. Something happened after the play. I think she may have gotten a Charlie horse. It's been has not been in any sense of the way of an out-of-control game, but it has been a physical game. Kiana, I think, got a Charlie horse there as Nicole was putting out a screen and the knee went out a little bit. And sometimes when you've been running really hard, your muscles are real loose, so it easily gets a Charlie horse effect. Yeah. Or maybe it's a muscle cramp because it's her calf. She might just be cramping. Needs to get a little water in her. 36-34 is the score. 2 points between the two teams and 17 seconds on the clock for the third quarter. Sandpoint came back from a 14-point deficit this quarter. King Cove hasn't scored really much at all in the third quarter since they went on that rampage. Emily Voss checking in for the Eagles. And here's the throw-in. Goes to a wide-open Mary Lee. They hadn't realized that the play was in action here. Ball's going to stay right there with King Cove. Caught the Eagles off guard. McKenna Gold will throw it in now from the baseline underneath King Cove's basket. The throw-in is swatted away by Madison Thompson. 12 seconds on the clock now. And here's the play. Rookies with the throw-in. Oh, Brittany Gardner. They're just going to call that out of bounds as Brittany really put in some muscle getting in there to poke it out. And she was concerned she fouled there. She looked at all three refs, but no whistle there. Throw in high, goes to Emily. She drives the lane, puts up a shot. It's up high and hard, but she's fouled. And Chloe Gardner going to pick up a foul there. The fifth team foul for the Eagles, four for the rookies. Emily Brandle has been shooting about 50-50 from the line tonight. 36-34 is the score, and this will be a chance for her to extend it to 4 points for the rookies. She missed the first one. 8 seconds now on the clock. The score is still 2 points in favor of the rookies. Emily will pick up the ball again from the ref. Gets one more attempt from the line. Up. Looks good. Oh, rouse around. Lane violation. She'll get one more chance at redemption here. Lane violation against Sandpoint. So that one rattled around and then went back out. She'll have one more chance, though. There is only 8 seconds in the third quarter, so we'll see what happens. That one is off the back of the rim. The rebound to Mary Lee Yachmanek. She'll keep in the hands of King Kova. She drives the baseline wide open. Monica, that one will go in. 4 points, and there's a buzzer. They're going to call the third quarter, 38-34. And good playing from both these teams as King Cove went off to a storming lead to begin the third quarter. But Sandpoint not giving up. They held on all the way and closed the 14-point gap down to four as we go into the fourth quarter. Dave, I'll send it to you for a quick word from our sponsors.
This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn. Located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay.
All right, and this is the exciting conclusion of this game. As we go into the fourth quarter, the score is 38 for King Cove, 34 for Sandpoint. And, man, what an awesome third quarter as both teams fought real hard to keep it. King Cove had a high lead, but they lost it. Sandpoint takes possession. But a throw into Madison is a little bit too far out there. She can't quite get her fingers on it, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. King Cove with possession now. Full court press. Ball goes into Monica. She needs help. She feeds it over to Emily. Emily breaks it up on the sideline, but she's got defenders all around. High lob. Almost intercepted by Emily Voss. It goes loose, and Brittany Gardner picks it up. Brittany has Chloe ahead of her. She'll try to get it to her, but, oh, man, dribbled around, picked up. Danny puts up a shot. No good. Emily with the rebound, trying for the putback, but it's too hard to handle. She feeds it out. Brittany Gardner, long-distance call for two. Goes off the glass and in. Here we go, though. The rookie's coming real fast back in this game. 38-36. It's a two-point game as we are in the fourth quarter. Oh, and Emily Brandle, she pulled back her dribble and was trying to pass, but she falls down to the ground. And, man, this is a real tight game. Both these coaches, Paul Barker and Amel, are just animated. Watching them is, like, almost as exciting as watching the game. Oh, Chloe gets a very light lob, but is able to keep control. Oh, but the handoff to Dantessa is intercepted by Mary Lee. She takes that one off the bottom of the board. Oh, Madison wide open. No! Travel called all the way. She did a double stutter step there as she was trying to get to the basket. She was wide open on the bottom post, and, yeah, that was a good call there. Full court press by Sandpoint. The rookies bring it in. Emily moving fast, gets past the defense. Nice screen picked up there to give her a lane. She takes it all the way, and a jump shot from about 7 feet out won't go down. Dantes has the ball. Tries to turn the corner, pulls back. Keeps her hands on the ball, though. And now over to Brittany Gardner. Nice hard pass to Brittany. Oh, blocking called against King Cove. And it's going to be number 20, Chanel Newman. And that'll be a throw in from the sideline. Fifth team foul by the rookies. Four for Sandpoint. Definitely a lot less fouling than there was in the first half. Goes into Madison on the post. She puts it in. Oh, no good. Rebound goes to Chanel Newman. She's got Mary Lee breaking fast, but she hangs on to it. Dribbles up, and everyone catches up. So Chanel for a jumper now, just outside inside the three-point line. No good. Picked up by McKenna Gold. She hands it over to Chanel again with a shot. No good. Brittany, oh, the ball's knocked all around like a pinball. Oh, the girls are diving. We've got several girls injured here, it looks like. As people were diving for the ball on top of each other, someone was going to get hurt there, and Emily Brandle is okay, but she hit her head hard against the ground. McKenna Gould also got kind of a pinball effect as the ball went off the body of one of the Eagles and just nailed her in the face. Chantel Mack will check in for Emily as she will just take a couple seconds to recover from that hard fall. All right. Both these teams playing really, really hard basketball. 38-36 is the score. 6 minutes on the clock. The rookies have possession. Chanel drives in. She's wide open. Pulls up for a jump shot. Yeah, off the glass. Good for two from about 7 feet out. And here comes the Eagles. 4 points between them and the rookies. They need a basket here. Madison from the free throw line. Puts it up off the back iron. Rebound goes to Chantel. The ball is loose, though. Picked up by Danny. She powers up. Fouled. Goes down and comes back up and will hit the line for a chance for two. And put one more foul on there for the rookies. The sixth team foul. Oh, Brittany twisted something there, and she's on the ground. Oh. And looks like Brittany twisted an ankle there. All right. Brittany's going to hop off the court there. And Brittany, just with chronic ankle pain there, and hops her way off and will rub it out. Looks like she'll be replaced by Peyton Stroud. And Danny's still at the line. 4 points is a 4-point lead for the rookies. Danny has the ball. Chance to bring it within two here. Her first shot is up. High arc. Oh, nothing but net. Beautiful shot by Dantessa. 40-37 now. Just under six to go in the game. Rookies looking to bring it home here and make it a three-way tie. Their Danny's second attempt looks just as good, but it's off the back iron. Rebound going to Mary Lee. Mary Lee Yatchmaniff with the ball. And a whistle there called against the Eagles. And that will be against Danny as she is playing some defense. A little pressure there. Throw in from the sideline. Five team fouls for the Eagles. Oh, a high pass gets intercepted by the Eagles. Justina's got McKenna Gold on her. She does some nice dribble work, though, to keep the possession and lets the play set up. No, she'll take a long shot for three. It's going to be short off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to McKenna Gold after hitting a couple players. And she'll hand off to Mary Lee. Mary Lee splits through two defenders. Fed down to Justina. Justina interception. She has Danny up in the lead. She does a nice little jump stop. Oh, just misses off the back iron. Rebound being fought for. Danny's on the ground. Chanel Newman's right there with her. And that's going to be a jump ball, I believe. And timeout called there by Coach Amel. And I believe that will be a full timeout. And, wow, what a physical game this has been. I just want to reiterate, not out of control, but just very physical. Both these teams, there's just a fire that gets lit when these guys have a meeting this year. They've just had some amazing games, fighting real hard for the win. 5:30 on the clock, 40-37. King Cove is holding on to a lead, but just barely. And we'll see if Sandpoint can't close that gap here. They need a bucket to bring it within one. Coach Mobeck and Coach Paul both talking to their ladies. They both want this win. On the floor, we have Peyton Stroud, Emily Voss, Chloe Gardner, Dantessa and Justina Parami for the Eagles. Emily Voss, yep, checking in there. She will go in. And here we go. They break away. McKenna Gould, Mary Lee Yatrineff and her sister Monica, Chanel Newman, and Chantel Mack will come out as the five players for the rookies. And here we go with 5:30 on the clock and possession in favor of King Cove. Ball is in the hands of McKenna Gould, and she's going to throw it in. And here's a full-court press coming from the Eagles. Not too much of a press, more like a full-court man-to-man. Leaves Mary Lee wide open underneath the basket. In and out. Picked up. Foul against Chantel there, I believe, as she was fighting against Emily. She was reaching in there, and that's going to be a bonus. Emily is going to go to the line there for a one-and-one opportunity. And Chantel was reaching in for the ball there. I think many thought it would be a jump ball, but that will send Emily to the line. And that will send her to the line with seven fouls on the board. One-and-one opportunity. And here we go. Emily Voss puts up that first attempt. It counts off the glass, making this a two-point game. She has one more attempt from the line. Emily, feeling the pressure, but keeping the poise. All right, here we go. Second attempt, also high. That one not going off, going in. Rebound to McKenna. Oh, but it's loose. The ball picked up by Emily. Oh, no, and another foul against Chantel. I think that'll be five fouls. That will be five fouls against Chantel Mack. She's going to sit down. With 5 minutes left on the clock here in the fourth quarter, Emily Brandle will check in. And a good game there played by Chantel. She plays physical, plays well, and is a very strong asset for the rookies. All right, 40-38. Brittany Gardner runs over to give her a high five, so she's feeling better. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound by Emily Voss. Emily puts up a putback, no good. Rebound this time, Chanel Newman. And the ball is loose yet again. Oh, throw is passed away from the Eagles. Picked up by McKenna. And here's Chanel. She's got an open lane, but Danny was waiting for her. Pulls back for a jumper from about 10 feet out. No good. Oh, but fight for the rebound. Goes in favor of Monica Yetchmanow. And she'll get over to Mary Lee. Mary Lee telegraphs it down to the baseline where it goes up. No good. Rebound this time, Dantessa, as Emily Voss travels. Yep. She hesitated and slid her foot and just did not get it off in time. Nicole Gunderson and Brittany Gardner will come in as Emily and Peyton sit down. Good sixth and seventh man there by Peyton and Emily. 40-38 to score. We've got just over 4:30 on the clock here. Chanel Newman for the rookies looking. She pivots around, finds Emily Brandle at the top of the key. She drives into the paint, pulls up from about 7 feet out, gets her own rebound. And as she goes up for an underhand shot, no good. Rebound. It's going to be a throw-in underneath their own basket. Possession stays in the hands of the rookies. A high pass from the baseline goes over to Chanel. Chanel puts it up hard off the glass. The rebound tipped up by several different players, and it will stay right there. Throw-in from the sideline for the rookies. Three referees on the floor gives them a good opportunity to see everything. 4:17 on the clock. Again, 2 points. 2-point lead for the rookies. Chanel Newman has the ball, and she'll slowly walk over to the wing, runs into the lane, and there's a foul that she's looking for. Sends her to the line for a chance for two, and that will be the sixth team foul. Madison Thompson's going to check in for the Eagles. Two shots from the line coming up for Chanel Newman. Chanel has the ball, puts it up, drains it, nothing but net. 41 now, three-point game. Madison comes in for Chloe Gardner. 3 points now leading for the rookies. A chance to make it a two-possession game right here. Here's Chanel with the ball, the person you want on the line this moment. She puts it up, just off to the top of the rim. Danny with the rebound. Quickly gets it over to Brittany, but she's got defenders all over her, so she'll pull out. Feeds it out. But Nicole, the bounce is off in front of Nicole, but she's able to maintain possession. Gets it over to Danny. Fed out to Justina. Wide open for three. This could tie it. Off the front of the rim. Rebound. put back by Madison. No good. Nicole reaches up and gets her own put back. That one is good. It's a one-point game. 3:45 on the clock. Here comes Emily Brandel. She loses possession but gets fouled from behind. And that will be the seventh team foul, and it should be a one-and-one opportunity. Yep, foul on Brittany Gardner there. She was coming up from behind, and that will be 1-1 from the line for Emily Brandel. 41-40. King Cove took the lead. They got a big lead for a while there, but they lost it, and Sandpoint's been nipping at their heels ever since. 3:45 on the clock. Emily's first attempt is up. Looks good. Nothing but net. 42-40 now, and a chance to make this a three-point game right here from the line for Emily Randall. The referee will hand her the ball. Takes her dribbles. Puts it up. And off the front rim, rebound goes to Nicole. Quickly feeds it out. Oh, that pass is tipped away by Chanel Newman. It was going to Justina Parami. Good defense there by the rookies. And that will be a sideline throw-in for Sandpoint. Brittany Gardner will throw it in for the Eagles. She gets the ball. Puts it into play. Justina Parami at the half-court line. Takes it to the right-hand side. She got wide open shot in the paint. Off the glass. Just a little too hard. Rebound. Go to Dantessa. Oh, Dantessa's got herself a little bit of a cramp in her leg. Walking it off, and she's going to, knowing Dantessa will stay in. Nope. Chloe Gardner going to come in for her. And, yep, another Charlie horse there for a leg cramp. Girls, oh, ball is stolen right away by Chanel Newman as from the throw-in. Oh, blocking against Chloe Gardner. She tried to get in front of Chanel, but she was hopping right along with her. She did get in front, but did not stop moving. And that will send Chanel Newman again to the line, 1-1. 18 fouls for the Eagles, 9 for the rookies. First attempt goes down. 3-point game now, 3:25 on the clock. The rookies in the lead, 43-40. This could make it a two-point game here, a two-possession game. And it does, 44-40 now. Sandpoint has the ball. They need to play fast like they have been playing, but controlled. Chloe's wide open on the baseline. Not able to get a good shot, though, so she takes it back outside to the perimeter. And Justina will pick up a pick from Brittany Gardner. Drives in the lane, feeds out to a wide-open Madison on the baseline. Rattles around, comes back out. Chanel Newman with a rebound. She runs the sideline, has a good look, and takes it all the way up to the perimeter. Passes it back out to Emily Brandel, who takes a shot for three. This is huge. Doesn't go in. Chanel follows up hard for the rebound. Oh, and gets fouled by Brittany Gardner. 3 minutes to go here in the game, and that will put her at the line once again for 1-1 opportunity. Yeah, 1-1. 9 fouls apiece for both these teams. Next foul for either team will make it 2 from the line guaranteed. 44. First attempt is good. Now a 5-point lead for the rookies. Looking to make it a 6-point lead here for King Cove. Chanel puts it up. It looks good. It's bouncing off hard. Rebound goes to Chloe. Oh, she's trying to dribble it. And a jump ball as the ball goes to the floor. And McKenna Gold and Madison tie it up. Possession for King Cove. All right, so a throw-in from the sideline now with a 5-point lead, 45-40. King Cove ahead of Sandpoint. Emily Brandel's trying to burn down the clock here. King Cove will try to kill time as best they can. Sandpoint's going to have to play tight defense here to keep them forward momentum required. Emily Brandel has the ball, tightly guarded by Chloe Gardner. Here she goes. She gets past her, pulls back, feeds it over to Chanel Newman. Sandpoint's going to have to play some real tight defense because they are going to try to burn down this clock. McKenna Gold hands it over to Mary Lee. Oh, that leaves... Oh, McKenna wide open on the baseline, goes up for two, and Madison, hard hit, sends her to the floor. She'll go to the line for two opportunities now. And Madison, possibly with her fifth foul. Yep. 5 fouls for Madison, I believe. Nope, Madison just getting some water. She was heading over to the line. Didn't know if that was her fifth foul. I see the boys suited up here. Sandpoint for against King Cove. We'll be here in just a couple moments, and that game will decide the championship as well. 2:22, couple substitutions. Chloe Gardner sits down, as does Brittany and Peyton, and Dan Tessa will come in their stead. Here we go. The ball in the hands of McKenna. Her second attempt. High arcing shot goes in. 6-point lead for King Cove now. Sandpoint has the ball. Justina Parami will take it up past the half court line. Gets a screen but loses possession. Double dribble as she tries to recover. Turnover. Not what you wanted to happen for Sandpoint, but right what King Cove wants to see. So that'll be a throw, and McKenna Gold will throw it in for the rookies here on the sideline. Full court pressure from Sandpoint. Emily Branell takes it up. She feeds it back over now to Monica Yachmanef, who's back in the game. Now to Chanel Newman at the half-court line. She's met by Peyton Stroud. Ball down in the hands of McKenna. They're playing keep-away here as they try to run down the clock as best they can. Oh, Emily goes down hard. Whoa, technical foul against Peyton. But she sends Emily down hard. Wow. And, you know, didn't seem too intentional, but that will be, you know, two shots in the line with no one around here since it's a technical foul. Emily Brandel will go up now 46-40. Chance to make this a much bigger lead here. Yeah, officially now a 3-point game, 7 points between these two teams. She has one more shot. All right, King Cove will have the ball after the shot, puts it up. It rolls back out. It's a 7-point game now with less than 2 minutes to go, 47-40, and King Cove has the ball off that technical. McKenna Gold will throw it in. She sees Emily Brandel. Emily again met by Peyton Stroud. And Sandpoint just trying to keep a body on them because King Cove's trying to run down the clock, and you have to keep hard pressure. Oh, nice tap out there by Dan Tessa. Last touch as it goes out of bounds. And Chanel Newman, oh. Timeout will be called by Coach Emil Nobeck. Full timeout. And this is a real tight game here. Sandpoint has been trailing for most of the second half, but they closed the gap there for quite a bit. But now King Cove up by 7, 47-40, and we have 1:49 on the clock. Do not forget, after this game, we will have the T-Jacks versus Sandpoint. The winner of that game decides the championship, as Sandpoint and King Cove are both undefeated. If Sandpoint can come back here and close the gap and win this one, they will force a three-way tie between King Cove, New Haven, and Sandpoint. But if King Cove rookies can win this game, they have a clean road to victory for the 2016 Peter Pan tip-off. All right, seeing some smiles from the Eagles as they break away there. Madison, Justina, Nicole, Peyton, and Danny will come out ready for battle. And here's the rookies coming out, looking to finish this one and hold on to the win. Yep, Coach Barker telling them to run down that clock as best you can. Here's Chanel Newman with the ball at the half-court line, being tightly guarded. She's got a wide-open lane. She's going to run in there, but quickly swings it back out to Mary Lee. Now back to Chanel, and they're just waiting for the defense to come in and apply pressure. They're doing a good job running down the clock. Sandpoint's got to keep a body on them. They do. Oh, off the foot there, 1:27 on the clock, and Brittany Gardner comes back in for, I'm sure, Peyton. Yep, Peyton Stroud's going to sit back down. And Brittany runs to get her assignment, Emily Randall. All right, the ball goes up. Nice man-to-man defense being played by Sandpoint. The King Cove doing a good job keeping their hands on the ball, though, and running down the clock. 1:20 left here in the game. 47-40 is the score. King Cove in the lead. Sandpoint trying to keep pressure on them. They're doing a good job, but man, you got to give to King Cove doing great work here, keeping possession and burning down time. You got to consider fouling here pretty soon in order to get possession of the ball. And Sandpoint doing the best they can to try to force a turnover, and there they go, pulling up the dribble, but no, the ball stays in the hands of King Cove. Under a minute to go here, 47-40. Coach, and 3 second foul. And there's some sort of foul there, like a 3 second violation happening against King Cove. That'll put the ball in the hands of Sandpoint. They need it desperately. They need a couple. Oh, travel there. Yep. The ball got stuck up there between Dantessa's hip and hand, and that forces a travel. 47-40 is the score with 44 seconds on the clock. King Cove with possession. Chanel Newman will take it in and quickly go back out to half court as she just runs circles trying to burn down the clock as best she can. 35 seconds on the clock. Sandpoint really needs the ball here if they're going to do anything to get some points on the board and close the gap. Chanel Newman runs in. Oh, but she pulls up her dribble and is tightly guarded. I think that'll be a foul called against Sandpoint, 34, Dan Tessa. And that's kind of what Sandpoint needs to do here. They need a foul in order to force King Cove to go to the line because that gives them an opportunity for possession. All right. Saw a little exchange there between Madison and Dan Tessa. It looked like they were strategizing a little bit, doing a little strategery of some kind. And here we go. Shot up by Chanel. It's good. 48-40. Sandpoint looking for a missed shot and a rebound here if possible. They need possession. They're down by eight. It is missed, and Madison gets the board. Dan Tessa moves quickly down the sideline. She's got Justina wide open, and it rolls around and out. But Nicole puts it up and in. Good for two. 15 seconds on the clock. They've got 6 points to cover. They need two possessions fast. The ball is in the hands of Emily Brandel. She travels. And with 8 seconds on the clock, Madison's going to sit down, and Chloe will come in. 8 seconds is enough time for 2 3-point shots to be fired off here, but they're going to have to do something to make this happen really fast. Danny's got to move. She gets to Justina. And some pushing being called against Brittany. I think that's going to be five fouls against Brittany Gardner. And with 3 seconds on the clock, possession going over into... Yep, and a little discussion as Peyton comes in for Brittany, who just fouled out. Throw in on the sideline. 3 seconds on the clock, and that will be it. There we go, and the winner of the 2016 Peter Pan tip-off are the rookies from King Cove. Great effort from both these ladies as Sandpoint and King Cove fought real hard. 48-42. It was a nail-biter, though, all the way to the end there. But King Cove holds on, and we will have an award ceremony here in just a few moments, giving first place to King Cove, second place to New Haven. And that will be the end here of this game. But we do have the boys coming up here in just a few moments, so make sure you don't go anywhere. More great basketball coming up here on KSCP.